Nearly two decades ago, SpaceX's hopes were riding on a single rocket, the Falcon 1. The company was shipping it to the Marshall Islands via military transport plane when depressurization caused the rocket to buckle. The company nearly lost its last shot at proving the technology could work. Against significant odds, the team stopped the buckling and then repaired the damage, leading to a successful liftoff. This week, the company is shooting for another launch of its stock. Two more tech behemoths are poised to follow, Anthropic and OpenAI. Some estimate that the world will spend as much as $3 trillion on artificial intelligence computing capacity by the end of the decade. That has raised concerns of an increasingly costly AI race and the danger that some investors will be lured into underwriting it. It's Thursday, June 11th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Krista Case Bryant. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. Conflict reignited along the Afghanistan-Pakistan border. Pakistan's information minister on Wednesday claimed that the military had killed 26 Taliban militants in a new round of airstrikes, shattering a period of relative calm along the border. Afghanistan says 13 civilians were killed and 14 others wounded in the attacks. Relations deteriorated between the former allies as Islamabad accused the Taliban government of harboring violent militant groups that carry out attacks within Pakistan's borders, claims Kabul denies. The countries have been fighting since February. U.S. inflation hit a three-year high. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released Consumer Price Index numbers for May, in which inflation rose to 4.2%. That's more than double the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The figures reflect the energy shock of the U.S.-Iran war and its cascading effects on other sectors of the economy, including airline prices. Core CPI inflation, which excludes food and energy prices, rose to 2.9%. Next week, the Federal Open Market Committee will vote on whether to change interest rates. Also, a New Zealand company has been teaching AI how to speak Maori. Te Hiko, founded by Peter Lucas Jones of the Te Opu'uri tribe, launched a competition that encouraged Maori communities to submit recordings that could be fed into the AI tool. Mr. Jones hopes that the speech-to-text and text-to-speech tools can be adapted for endangered indigenous languages. It is already being used to catalog Olelo, Hawaii, also known as the Hawaiian language. Artificial intelligence is a way for us to not only preserve languages, but contribute to the revitalization of those languages, Mr. Jones said in a new World Economic Forum video highlighting tech breakthroughs. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. SpaceX debuts on a U.S. stock exchange this week in what's anticipated to be a record-breaking public offering, with high stakes for investors and the U.S. economy. Laurent Belsey reports for The Monitor. As the U.S.-Israel war with Iran has dragged on far longer than President Donald Trump perhaps anticipated, he has alternately predicted an imminent peace deal and threatened punishing attacks. Is this calculated or a sign he has lost control of the conflict? Howard LaFranchi reports for The Monitor. The unmanned boat that helped rescue an Apache helicopter crew near Iran on Monday night was the equivalent of a seaborne pickup truck. The U.S. has urgent mission needs for such autonomous Navy vessels, lawmakers are saying. Anna Mulrein Groba reports for The Monitor. The shared democratic values between the United States and Europe that were once the bedrock of transatlantic cooperation are in tatters. On this year's anniversary of the D-Day landings that turned the tide against Nazi Germany in World War II, the Trump administration offered a full-throated endorsement of Europe's far-right political parties. Columnist Ned Temko writes from London for The Monitor. Mexico may have its challenges, but when it comes to being a host for the World Cup, it has its North American co-host beat. Mexicans are phenomenal soccer fans, as they declare themselves. Whitney Ulick reports from Mexico City for The Monitor. The novel Death of a Soccer God follows a celebrated Haitian-born striker whose world unravels. Author Dimitri Elias Leger loosely based his protagonist on Joe Gagens, who scored a match-winning goal for the U.S. against England in the 1950 World Cup. While sport is at the heart of the story, Leger packs in societal issues such as racism, class expectations, and world politics. Contributor Joan Gaylord writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on how, in Syria, hope continues to bloom. In the Middle East, drones, missiles, and airstrikes continue to streak across the Gulf and, with more intensity, between Israel and Lebanon. Surrounded by these adjacent conflicts, Syria, however, as The Monitor's Taylor Luck reports this week, is an island of calm in the stormy Middle East and of buoyant hope. That is a credit to Syrians' resilience and faith in progress as they confront economic and political challenges and emerge from the aftermath of years of repression and civil war. Some credit is also due their former insurgent-turned-president, Ahmed al-Sharaa, who has sought to shore up stability and restore basic services through civic conciliation and political pragmatism. For the international community, Syria's current situation validates the hope and confidence placed in the government that ousted a brutal dictatorship in December 2024. Gulf Arab states have made offers of aid and investment, and the United States and Europe have reopened embassies and lifted economic sanctions. Al-Sharaa has gone through a massive personal transformation that may presage the political transformation envisaged for Syria, according to regional analyst Assad Sam Hanna. Alongside shedding his camouflage fatigues for civilian attire, Mr. al-Sharaa has adopted a conciliatory approach to various communities within Syria and sent a clear message to the international community that Syria would be governed by a president rather than by the military or religious councils, Mr. Hanna wrote in an Atlantic Council report in March. But there is still much to do to unite a nation characterized by ethnic, religious, and regional differences. In January, the government restored full citizenship rights and language recognition to its sizable Kurdish minority. And it is integrating militia fighters into the national security forces. The country has also made gains in freedom of expression, to the extent that some citizens are reportedly no longer as fearful to hold public protests to voice their demands. On the economic front, a United Nations-supported private sector dialogue was held in Syria this month. And the squeeze on oil shipments through the Strait of Hormuz is offering an unexpected opportunity. Since March, both Iraq and the United Arab Emirates have begun using Syria's roadways to truck their oil to its Mediterranean ports. The country now earns much-needed income from the hundreds of trucks that pass through it daily. But in addition to economic growth, Syrians also hunger for a full restoration of individual freedoms and democratic governance. Initial steps toward transitional justice are being taken. The challenge will be to uphold accountability without sparking retribution or revenge. The next major steps are for Mr. al-Sharaa and his colleagues to deliver on a promised new constitution and national elections. These will likely require a combination of continued pressure and support from Syrians, as well as from their international allies and friends. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how angels, God's thoughts, come to our thinking to lift us out of fear and danger and to assure us of our peace and safety in every circumstance. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Livy Fletcher and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.